This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The head of Afghanistan's Peace Council, Abdullah Abdullah, said on Saturday negotiators would discuss a reduction in violence as a priority when they met Taliban representatives on Sunday, and that both sides would need to find compromises on contentious issues. A ceremony to launch talks aimed at ending 19 years of war took place in Qatar's capital, Doha, after months of delays following a meeting between representatives of both sides to work out how talks should proceed. Abdullah told Reuters in an interview that a ceasefire would be one of the first issues discussed when negotiators met Sunday.
As one of the topmost issues in the minds of the people, reduction in violence in a significant way, in a way that it is palpable, and also getting to humanitarian ceasefire and hopefully permanent ceasefire.
In addition to terms of a permanent ceasefire, the parties were expected to discuss the rights of women and minorities and the disarming of tens of thousands of Taliban fighters and militias loyal to warlords, some of them aligned with the government. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said on Saturday the United States remains deeply concerned about Turkey's actions in the eastern Mediterranean, urging a diplomatic solution to the crisis. In a fleeting trip to Cyprus on Saturday to meet with that country's president, Pompeo said that countries in the region need to resolve their disagreements peacefully and diplomatically.
We remain deeply concerned by Turkey's ongoing operations, surveying for natural resources in areas over which Greece and Cyprus assert jurisdiction in the eastern Mediterranean.
Tensions in the eastern Mediterranean have risen over claims and counterclaims pitting Turkey against Greece and Cyprus in maritime areas thought to be rich in natural gas. This is VOA News. Hundreds of Belarusian women on Saturday marched in Minsk's city center to continue calls for the resignation of President Alexander Lukashenko. Footage from the Belarus capital showed a large police presence at the demonstration and some protesters being arrested. Burly officers in black balaclavas and fatigues hauled women away in huge military-style vans. Security forces also detained a number of participants at similar demonstrations earlier this week. Protesters in Belarus have spent a month denouncing the results of the country's August 9th presidential election as rigged, and which saw Lukashenko win a sixth term in office. French police fired tear gas on Saturday as the Yellow Vest movement returned to Paris after being dampened by the coronavirus crisis. French authorities deployed a heavy police presence in the capital as several hundred demonstrators gathered at two squares in Paris for authorized marches. One march set off without incident, but the other was delayed after police used tear gas to disperse protesters who left the designated route, and some of whom set fire to trash cans and a car. Authorities had banned protests in a central zone, including the Champs-Élysées, the scene of rioting at the height of the Yellow Vest movement nearly 2 years ago. The movement began when anger over fuel taxes and President Emmanuel Macron's style of rule brought hundreds of thousands onto the streets across France. Iranian state TV is reporting the country's authorities have executed a wrestler for allegedly murdering a man, even after President Donald Trump asked for the 27-year-old's life to be spared. AP's Zaria Shakili reports.
Navid Afkari's case had drawn the attention of a social media campaign that portrayed him and his brothers as victims targeted over participating in protests against Iran's Shiite theocracy in 2018. Authorities accused Afkari of stabbing a water supply company employee in the southern city of Shiraz amid the unrest. The case revived a demand inside the country to stop carrying out the death penalty. It also sparked international outrage. I'm Zaria Shakili.
More than 50 people are dead after landslides collapsed three artisanal mining wells in South Kivu province in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo on Friday. The cave-in happened following heavy rain at the Detroit mine site near Kamatuga in the country's east. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA.